found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in on a Friday. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you. And you can always get in on the program, as always, at 264-1700. Here's the phone number again, 264-1700. As we come off a Skyhawk night that was, or a Cyhawk night, I should say, that was really pretty, really interesting, and Trent and I are going to get all into that. We've got a great show lined up for you today. 4:20, Matt Nelson will join us, wide right Natty Light. 4:40, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, he'll be on the show. In the second hour, Wolfgang will join the program. Trent, fun night last night. The game was entertaining, but once again, it seemed to me that the Iowa Hawkeyes went through, again, a small drought, and turnovers killed them along with free throw shooting.
Yeah, not a pretty night overall for Iowa, but I walked away, entertaining game. Neither of these teams are what you would consider great teams. You know, this wasn't like the matchup a couple years ago with two top 25 teams. I don't expect to see both these teams in the NCAA tournament. Best case scenario, maybe one of the two get there. But what we did see, it was interesting. It was entertaining. And Lindo Wigginton, that kid is worth the price of admission. You talk about a kid that is on his way to stardom. I still don't think the one and done that had been talked about, you know, during the offseason going into the year, I don't know if that's the case, because what we saw this year and what's led to this transformation in the six straight wins was him not being the point guard anymore, him moving off the ball and having Nick Weiler-Babb take over that point guard spot. Those are the skills that he's going to need to be a guy that gets to the next level, and I don't know if he's going to have enough development as a point guard this season, but the ability. We know he can shoot it from the outside, the athletic ability. Now, I talked to you about, I just love watching him when he gets to the lane, and he's able to absorb contact, able to take a hit, and go up there with contact and finish at the rim. He's such an athlete and such a dynamic player. He is going to be fun to watch. Even if this year doesn't end up being an NCAA tournament year, and that streak of six consecutive NCAA tournament ends this year, the hope for the future, seeing what this team was able to do, and how quickly Steve Prohm has turned them around from that team that went and lost to Missouri. All right, that's one thing. Lose, get blown out at home by UW-Milwaukee, a team predicted to finish eighth in the Summit League. And now what they are, winning six straight games, I think it shows you a willingness for him to adapt, understand what he has, and put together a pretty solid team when it looked like this was going to be a rough year. Maybe that's not the case anymore, Jimmy B.
Well, we haven't seen him get into Big 12 play, and you and I both know there are obviously some very good teams in Big 12. But right now, Prohm's coaching job has been nothing short of phenomenal after what Cyclone fans witnessed those first couple of games. I agree with you. Look, Wigginton is the real deal, and moving Weiler-Babb to the point guard spot, the dude went double-double again last night at 15 and 10. Plus, he had six rebounds. It's amazing where just something like that changes, Trent, the entire complexion of your team. And that's exactly what has happened. And I'm going to give you another guy, too. I think Hans Brace is going to be a very effective player coming off the bench for Iowa State. He only scored 5 points last night, and he got them all at the free throw line. He was 5 of 6. But he had 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals in the 20-plus minutes that he played. I think once he gets a little more confidence in his shooting, because of still coming off that ACL injury, he wears the brace on his knee. I just think that he is going to be a major contributor for this team down the stretch. However, just let me preface. Rebounding is really going to be a struggle, it seems, for Iowa State as they get into conference play.
No, I mean, we saw it last night. They were dominated on the boards, Jim. I mean,
they're dominated.
53-31, and they gave up 20 offensive rebounds. So that's something that needs to be worked on. Salomon Young, we saw him play 28 minutes. He was all right out there. Hans Brace, you mentioned the 7 rebounds out of him. there are going to be certain teams that they just don't match up well. But overall,
right,
there aren't a ton of dominating front lines across the Big 12. We know West Virginia is going to pound the glass. That's how Huggins does things. You know, that might be a matchup that just doesn't work in Iowa State's favor. But we're seeing Kansas, you know, go more with a three-guard look and going, you know, basically with a stretch four. Mihailuk has, in fact, played power forward a couple of times for him far this year. So there aren't a lot of teams in the Big 12, I think, that you're going to get bludgeoned that way. It was more of a matchup thing for them. And even in a matchup with the front court, as decidedly an Iowa's advantage, they still at least kept pace. There wasn't anything that you were overly concerned about there. The rebounding has to get better. I think it will. You know, Cameron Laird, still his best days are still in front of him. You can see the athletic ability, but last night there were a couple of times where he was just lost. He got lost on the defensive end. But you go through this roster, I like the construction of this team. Jeff Beverly, he got going early on. He was a guy that I know a lot of people had been down on. He had some struggle games. And in fact, people were wanting Cameron Laird to be the guy in the starting lineup here. Terrence Lewis, another guy. He went out there. He was confident right away. He was shooting shots. They have pieces to this team. They're not overly deep. In fact, the nine guys that were available, all of them played last night. But that's all you need in college hoops. You don't need to go 11, 12 deep. You got eight, nine guys you're confident with. You're in good shape. And I think this Iowa State team, they're in so much better shape than I thought they would be at this point here on December 8th. This team is so much further along than what they were just a couple weeks ago. It's a lot of fun to see. And Donovan Jackson didn't shoot it very well last night. There's going to be games where he's going to win games for him. So Iowa State, you walk away still with some concerns, but they've won six in a row, and there's hope. On the other side for Iowa, and Jim, you posed this question to me yesterday. Now, would there be people, if Iowa hung around, even in a loss, but they played better, that there would be some, you know, people, hey, we gave it a great effort. You know, I walked away from that one with that same kind of thought. And they lost, but they played better. And I don't think this is a fan base in general, but at the very least, I think they found out some things that they can do. In a game where Isaiah Moss didn't shoot it well, in a game where Tyler Cook certainly didn't play up to his level, there were still other guys stepping up. Maishi Daly, I think, continues to ascend forward. Cordell Pemsel, you hope for the worst as he went out with that injury, but he played very well and maybe played his best game of the season. Bear started to knock down some shots. Nungy played his best game in a Hawkeye uniform. But maybe most importantly, they were able to do the things that Jordan Bohannon does best, and that's come off his screens and hit three-pointers. When Connor McCaffrey comes back, if that can be a recipe that they can use, and they can use that lineup with McCaffrey as the point guard, Bohannon at the two, him running off screens, him running off those picks, and firing up three-pointers, maybe, just maybe, this team can start to play some better basketball and have hope. Is the season lost right now? It might be, but this is still an incredibly young team, Jimmy B. Still a team that has a bright future in my mind.
I think what's disappointing for Hawk fans is that they were so hyped, particularly in this state. Maybe not nationally, because none of the national people they figured without Peter Jok that they weren't going to be very good. And so far, that proves to be the case. But I believe that this team, meaning the Hawks, will get better as the season goes on. I don't know if it'll be a lost season. Trent, something extraordinary would have to happen. They'd have to run through the Big Ten and win the conference tournament in order to make the NCAA tournament.
Well, it's pretty much.
It's pretty much like that. I mean, look who they've lost to with their non-conference. It's dreadful. So I think this team will get better. I'll tell you what is surprising to me, and you referenced this when you were discussing Iowa State, that Iowa State, we thought it was going to be, and I referred to it as the magical mystery tour, because we really didn't know anything, and how quickly they have been able to flip the page. And we thought Iowa, on the other hand, was going to be a team that was going to have some success, and they haven't. So are we missing something here? Are we missing, the coaching styles? Are we missing that? Maybe I was playing way too many guys. I don't know. I'm asking for help here from you. I can't really get a grasp here yet on why Iowa has begun the season the way they have.
I think it's pretty simple. They don't have a point guard. They don't have a point guard, a pure point guard, a break you down kind of guy. I said this when I watched Jordan Bohannon in high school, and before he'd even committed to Iowa. You know, I saw him more in the mold of Brody Boyd. Now, Jimmy B, you probably don't remember much of Brody Boyd when he played at Iowa, do you? It was early in the Alford era. He was basically a 5'11" two guard. That's what he was, a 5'11" two guard, could shoot lights out, could get incredibly hot, but he wasn't a point guard. He never played point guard. That's what I thought Jordan Bohannon was. Then all of a sudden, at the end of last year, we're seeing him go off at Maryland for 24-10. You know, he's going up against two pretty good point guards, Amela Trimble and Cohen last year, and he's dominating in that building. He's hitting a three-pointer to beat Wisconsin. Look at the assist numbers that he piled up at the end of the year, and he figured, well, maybe he is a point guard. But it's back to some of the same kind of concerns. He's not at his best when he's doing that. He's a better guy coming off screens and shooting shots. And they don't have a guy, though, on the roster right now that you can feel is competent enough as a point guard to get it done. Brady Ellingson, I thought last night. Now, he shot it poorly. 1-6 from downtown, 3-11. Had a couple of open looks when the game was at 5 to cut it back to 2. Wide open three-pointers, and he missed them. But he was competent as a point guard. He's not going to break you down. He's not breaking anybody's ankles, Jimmy B. That's not ever what you're going to see out of Brady Ellingson. But I do wonder if you can steal a couple more minutes from him at the point. You get a couple minutes out of McCaffrey when he's back. If you get Bohannon in a better role for him. And probably the biggest takeaway, Jack Nungy mentioned Lindell Wigginton's going to be a star. Jack Nungy is going to be a star, too.
Yeah,
this guy has everything that you look for. Size, athleticism, he's a stretch four, play the small forward position. He's a guy that you look at, has so much upside, and it's still bright. Look at the starting lineup last night, all right? Jack Nungy, freshman. Jordan Bohannon, sophomore. Isaiah Moss, sophomore. Tyler Cook, sophomore. Coming off the bench, Macy Daly, sophomore. Kreener, sophomore. Pemsel, sophomore. Bears, a junior, and Garza is a freshman. This is still young team. They need McCaffrey to come in, and I still think that they are a guard short. They bring in Weisskamp next year. He'll be a lot of fun to watch. This is a top 40 player nationally coming in. He's a two guard, though. If there is a guy that leaves, if it's Ryan Kreener, you know, sees that I'm just not going to get minutes the way this is constructed. I think Ryan Kreener could go to you and I and be an all-MVC player. He could go on and go to the Summit League and maybe be player of the year. He's that good. But there just aren't minutes for him the way this is constructed. And you go out there and you find that guy. You find that quick point guard that you know can run your offense and can find Bohannon and can find Weisskamp and get the ball inside. If that guy is out there, maybe it's even a grad transfer, but it makes more sense. And we've talked about roster construction, I think, going forward for Iowa to find a guy like that. And if that guy is out there, I think they got a chance to bounce right back after. If this year ends disappointing, all is not lost. There is still a lot of hope for the future, in my mind, for Iowa basketball.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But once again, I think the disappointment of the way the season has begun is just terrible for Hawk fans. It's difficult for them to deal with this because I think everybody felt that out of the three teams, UNI, Iowa State, and Iowa, it was going to be Iowa who was going to represent the state in the NCAA tournament. Right now, that is far, far from the case. I wanted to look at something else here, and this is a little bit disturbing, okay? Tyler Cook, 1 of 5. 2 points is all he scored. He did grab 8 rebounds in the game, and he had 5 assists. So people are going to say, well, he passed up shots when they doubled him. Yes, he gave up the basketball, which is good to see. But Trent, he's got to be scoring in double figures. If I was going to be a consistent winner, this is the guy who was pegged as, oh, he's only going to be here a year, maybe two. I got news for you. With what I've seen so far, he's back next year, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a guy, he's got to find himself. He really does.
He did some other things, though. I thought when the double team came, he passed the ball better than we've seen in the past. That's what they were doing. Every time he got the ball, he got doubled there.
Yep.
And he, at the very least, he wasn't forcing. Now, he had a couple of forced shots. You saw him kind of pressing the issue, but he is getting better at that. Yeah, they need more out of Tyler Cook. There's no doubt. If this team is going to pull themselves out of the hole, it's going to be on the back of a guy like Tyler Cook. The athleticism is through the roof, but he's got to be able to add a little bit more to the team. And as a team, you can't go 1 of 8 from the free throw line and turn it over. Well, they have 46 turnovers. Is that right?
It felt like 46 if you were an Iowa fan. Actually, the number is only 18.
That's it?
But it felt like 46. There were a lot of errant passes that took place in that game for the Hawks. You're not kidding.
Well, we'll get back into this one. We'll take a deep dive with things with our buddy Matt Nelson from Wide Right Natty Light. He comes up on the other side. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. We got picks coming your way and a lot more here on Jimmy B and TC. Quick timeout. We're talking Cyclones next with Matt Nelson on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Hey, guys. Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness. 650-1358.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1150 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1150.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-Hy-Vee. Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses: Carl Chevrolet Collision, The Learning Post, and Car Sound.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swinging a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. We get you home nice and safe. You have a good time listening to us. Information that you only get on this show. Well, okay, maybe not, but we like to think that we're providing that. It's always fun when we get Matt Nelson on, wide right natty light on Iowa State, particularly after the Cy-Hawk game. Wolfgang will be coming up on Iowa during the 5 o'clock hour. Matt, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're doing well. Entertaining game last night. Had a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs to it. Don't you agree?
It certainly did. You know, wasn't really sure what to expect going into it. Iowa State had been up and down surely all season, and even though things had been going well as of late, there were still some concerns. And you know, I had a sinking feeling that you know, Iowa hadn't been playing all that well recently, but this just felt like the game that Iowa was going to put it all together for, and it just didn't happen last night.
It was. An entertaining game, not a well-played game. So, Matt, Iowa State's ripped off six consecutive victories. The best of the bunch was probably that win against Boise State in the championship game down in South Carolina. Six straight wins. Has it changed where you are with this team? Has it changed your expectation level of what they can be?
You know, it has changed a little bit, but in the grand scheme of things, I think you still kind of have the same mindset with this team. Certainly, last night was not a tremendously well-played game. I think Iowa State played well enough to win, but I don't think that it was a great game from their standpoint. And that's no dig on Iowa talent-wise. That was just the way that the game played out with the turnovers on their end of things. But no, surely Iowa State has some potential, and I think they'll continue to improve as the season goes along. But, boy, when you look across the Big 12 at how well everybody is playing, really from top to bottom, I mean, TCU is the top 25 team at the moment. Texas Tech has been ranked earlier in the season as well. I see them having, you know, a better season than maybe we all thought after the first week, but I don't think it can really change things too much at this time.
Matt Nelson is our guest on the Big Talker 1700. Okay, let's get into a couple of things here real quick. I thought that with the Jackson, I thought that Jackson had to have a good shooting night for Iowa to, for Iowa State, I should say, to be able to win that game. He did not. He was 4 of 13. But Wingington went off, and Weiler Babb went triple-double with 15 and 10. But the thing that stands out to me is rebounding. Out-rebounded 53 to 31. I don't think that's going to that margin is going to be that large against maybe other teams when they get into the Big 12. But it seems to me that once you start playing Big 12 games, and if the struggles continue where they can't clean the glass once in a while, that could be their major downfall.
Yeah, you made a great point, and I agree completely. And a lot of that is credit to the Hawkeyes. You know, I know there were some kind of funky bounces, but I don't think it's purely luck when a team comes up with a majority of those. I think it's the way that they're taught to rebound. And I noticed that on a lot of Iowa State's shots, offensively, there was nobody on, usually nobody on one side of the hoop to try to get an offensive rebound. Defensively, saw a lot of people out of position as well. So, no, certainly I don't expect them to get out-rebounded by that wide of a margin in Big 12 play. But there are some teams, you know, TCU has a lot of size. Texas has a lot of size. That's certainly concerning, and that's not a stat that when it's that lopsided is going to allow Iowa State to win a lot of games going forward.
Well, I think a big part of that is going to be what they're going to be able to get out of Hans Brace. He's got the frame, 6'9", you know, can fill it up from the outside. We know he was kind of designated as a shooter coming in, but maybe there is a little bit more to his game. And we'll see as he works his way back from that knee injury, I'm sure him get a little bit more bounce to his game and those kind of things. But I think Brace can be a very important cog. And 27 minutes last night, certainly the most out of him in a Cyclone uniform.
Yes, no, I agree completely, and you could have almost tagged Brace as an MVP candidate last night. Not really for a ton of scoring. You know, he made his free throws, which is big, and yeah, you know, he was touted as a shooter. He's actually got more made career three-pointers than anybody on Iowa State's roster, if you can believe it. But I thought, you know, his rebounding and then really just kind of a leader on the court. You can see him kind of orchestrating the defense, even though he was out of position a few times. Iowa kept running that same play to get Bohannon open in the corner. But offensively, you know, him at the top of the key when they tried to play zone, he's just a perfect fit there because he can pass and he can shoot as well. And Jeff Beverly can maybe do that, but he's so undersized. I think Hans really came up big for them last night.
You know, it's one of those things where now you take a look at what is coming up next. And Trent and I had this discussion a little bit yesterday because UNI is going to be no pushover. And they won a very entertaining game and a difficult game last night. And they already have some top wins already under their belt. When we get to the Big Four, the Panthers are not going to be intimidated by Iowa State. This could be a difficult assignment now as Iowa State starts to get ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's much like football with the Panthers, guys. Iowa State fans do not like years when they have to play UNI. They always make that game uncomfortable. They are very fundamentally sound. In my opinion, they're really going to test Iowa State, especially in areas like rebounding and ball screen defense. So I think it's going to be a huge test for Iowa State. And I know UNI may not be you know, a top 25 team, or I think they're probably still on par with some Big 12 teams, but it'll probably be the biggest task that they've faced thus far, and in my opinion, will kind of give us a good look at where they're headed going into to Big 12 conference play. So maybe that's a blessing in disguise that Iowa State gets a tune-up before they get to Big 12 play to see if all this improvement is going to lead to tangible results once the calendar turns.
Well, even with the 6-2 record, they're tied right now for the worst record in the Big 12. That shows you just how good this conference has been. TCU, one of the, I believe, nine remaining undefeated teams in college basketball at 9-0. West Virginia, Kansas, two teams expected and have been top 25 teams certainly this year. You go on and on. The depth of this conference, is that a part maybe where your expectation level isn't going up too much, just knowing the slog through the 18 games that they're going to have to go through?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you would like to see them control the home court. But, you know, it's those games against West Virginia and Kansas and Baylor at home in the past have shown that those certainly aren't games you can put those wins on the calendar. So The way I see it, guys, I would say it'll be close. If you just kind of grade out the way that conference play usually goes, even when the Cyclones are a little down, they usually manage to win, about six of those home games or so. And if they manage to pick up a win or two on the road, that certainly could put them in contention, especially if they finish out the non-conference strong. But I would say the rest of the non-conference games is big for them, both Tennessee and UNI. If they want to have any shot of postseason play, whether that's the NIT or maybe even the NCAA tournament, I think they've got to win the rest of the non-conference games.
Matt Nelson, wide right, Natty Light is our guest right here on the Big Talker 1700. Okay, take me then to Wigginton, because I'm real curious about the way he began the season and where he is now. Matt, sort of break down the improvement factor and how quickly it has come for him.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've been getting a lot of people asking me about Lindell and kind of, where they see him going forward. But to me, it's hard to project where he'll be the rest of the season or in years afterwards or how long is at Iowa State. But when you look at where he came from, he played a lot of ball professionally kind of with the Canadian teams on their under-18 squads and, played a lot all summer, but came into Iowa State. We knew he was athletic and we knew he could jump and wanted to really attack the basket. And that's what I was kind of expecting. So, his first few games, you really saw that his jump shot was off. And a lot of people were concerned that he really didn't have much of a jump shot because he certainly didn't show it through the first few games. And then in the Milwaukee game at home, you saw him really struggle with turnovers, bad passes, him losing the dribble, him going to the hole and kind of looking for contact but not really getting the ball close to the hoop and wasn't getting a lot of foul calls. And, heck, he was even struggling from the free throw line. So I think it kind of started with a simpler approach for him. It was get the ball on the wing and get to the bucket. And that's what we saw in those games in the tournament and kind of leading up to these last three games. And what you were seeing then was, a little bit of what you saw in the Iowa game, him show the ability to get to the mid-range or get to the paint and then elevate over people and either hit a floater or shoot a true jump shot, which that seems to be really one of his strengths. And, again, we saw that last night, him get to the top of the lane or even into the middle of the paint and then pull up and find a way to get the ball to the hoop. And we also saw him kind of start to cut down on his mistakes, be a little more concise with his passes, and just be smarter with the basketball. But since then, it's been incredible. Three straight games with 20-plus points. He's been shooting lights out from behind the three-point arc. Again, something that we didn't see throughout the first four or five games of the season. And just taking, everything from transition threes to contested threes, the looks he's been taking and making have just been incredible. And on top of that, he's added a little bit more defense to his game, plus the ability to rebound. Again, with a guy that can jump off of off the floor like that, it's pretty eye-popping to watch him get rebounds. And to me, that's kind of what I've been the most impressed with, both the progression of his jump shot in these quick eight games and then all the little things that he does. Because it's a great complement to what Nick Weatherbab does when you have, two physical guards who want to attack the paint, but then it can also get rebounds in the defensive end.
Well, let's jump over, Matt, to a little bit of football since it's been a while since we talked, but quite the season unfolding for Iowa State. It ends with a Liberty Bowl appearance at 7-5. Just give us your overview, since we haven't been able to talk much. You're no longer a student, now you're a full-time worker, so it makes it a little bit more difficult. Just run through the season overall and getting this Iowa State program up and running, the job that Matt Campbell has done.
Yeah, since this is wide right, Natty Light, I suppose I should use an analogy that like features beer here. I think that's appropriate.
Okay.
At the end of the season, when you look back at it, the potential and promise they showed, you could say that Iowa State should have finished better than they did. That season should have been a nice craft beer. Whether it's the Ruthie that you like or you name it, one of the fancy holiday beers you get this time of the year. That's what it really could have been, a really nice beer that everybody enjoys. And the season ended up kind of in that, not quite that range, but a better beer, You could take it as, I'm not going to say Miller Lite because I know everybody hates Miller Lite, but just kind of one of those better fancy beers, maybe like a Shock Top if you're so inclined to something like that. A little bit nicer, but it's still not quite a super nice beer. I'm a Leinenkugel's guy, a Scheinerbach, anything in that range. So that's where the season ended. And in years past, Trent, that was the maximum potential for an Iowa State season, and it always finished like a Natty Light. And this year, Iowa State, you know, finished 7-5. In my opinion, the last game of the season I don't even want to talk about. But there were a few other games that Iowa State was in it till the end. You know, Oklahoma State, I think Iowa, that game was right there, and West Virginia as well. But in the past, you know, we would be saying Iowa State should have finished 7-5, and they finished 3-9. So just that turnaround, not only in the record, but in the mindset of Iowa State fans, in my opinion, is what's the most impressive thing. And Campbell's done it through fundamentals, and not just fundamentals from his upperclassmen. You look all over the depth chart, and you see young guys surpassing players who have been in the program for 3 or 4 years, which is, I think, indicative of where the program was before Campbell took over. So just a complete change in culture. And I know everybody talks about that, and it's a huge cliche thrown around in the coaching world, but I don't know what else you would call the way that the season went. Still had a few semblances of Iowa State fashion in there, which I think may be hard to shed, but boy, it's hard not to look at next year's roster and the returning players and be really excited about where this team is going into the future.
No, but you do lose Joel Lanning, who is the starting middle linebacker, the backup quarterback, special teams player. Your thoughts on the season that he put together and finally the award that he got?
Yeah, you know, so Joel is a little bit of everything, but he's not the Hornung Award winner, apparently. He wasn't good enough to bring that one home. I know Iowa State fans mm-hmm. were a little bitter about that, but I understand. No, to be honest, guys, when you talk about the defense next year, you're right. Kamari Cotton-Moya, Joel Lanning, those are going to be huge losses that are going to be hard to replace. But Lanning in particular, if you think about how improbable his season was, and really his whole career, you know, he played quarterback and really had good numbers as Iowa State's signal caller. He played for 4 different offensive coordinators in his time in Ames, and then his senior year was told that they needed him to play quarterback. And really, guys, I'll be honest with you, a lot of Iowa State fans saw that move as, we have nobody else to put at middle linebacker, so we'll put a kid there that everybody loves and just see how it goes. And it may not be pretty, but hey, it's Joel Lanning. Everyone will feel a little bit better about it. And through the first game or two, in my opinion, it looked like it may go that way. And then all of a sudden, Joel Lanning showed that as a middle linebacker, he can not only run the defense, but he can make plays in just about every aspect. But, you know, I think he really struggled covering running backs out of the backfield this year, but that's a hard ask of anybody who plays middle linebacker, let alone a guy who's played it for less than 2 years. Really, a year of full play and the offseason is really all the experience that he has at that position. So it's really almost hard to understand just how well he played between his tackles for loss and the few interceptions that he gathered, and then just all of the sheer amount of tackles that he made. Really not sure that I've seen anything like it, and quite frankly, he probably played himself into some NFL consideration, maybe not even a late round draft pick, but I would be shocked if he doesn't get a shot somewhere, just because of his size, and the tape on him is just astounding for, again, a kid who hadn't played that position since middle school.
Were you one of the Cyclone fans out there, Matt, that got all up in arms about him not winning the Paul Hornung Award, an award that, frankly, I never heard of until, people thought that Joel Lanning should have got it?
You know, I really wasn't one of them. In my opinion, Saquon Barkley could win about 4 or 5 awards, and they'd probably all be justified. That kid is, I don't know if I've seen a running back like him in my lifetime, my short lifetime, mind you, since maybe Adrian Peterson when he was at Oklahoma. But, you know, I think Joel Lanning has gotten some of the recognition he deserves, some of the All-American honors that he's been tabbed with, and the All-Conference recognition. And quite frankly, if you would have told me at the end of the season that Joel Lanning would have been second-team All-Big 12, I would have been absolutely floored with that. So to me, anything else is really just kind of gravy on top.
He'll be in a camp. There's no question about that. My guess is he'll probably late round, way late in the draft, or he'll be signed as a free agent. But he will indeed get a shot. Alan Lazard, how do you kind of figure out where his career ended and how dominant he was for Iowa State with setting all the records that he did?
You know, it's a career that, unfortunately, I think some people may look at it and say that he still didn't live up to expectations, and I think that's a little bit unfair, because in my mind, there's no doubt that he did, not just because of the records he broke, but with the how highly touted he was and the way he had to come into the program. You know, he was chased by a lot of different suitors, and I think his, not his integrity, but his decision making was kind of questioned throughout the entire process. And but he stayed the course, and not only proved that he's a very, very talented wide receiver, and in my estimation, one of the better receivers in the country, a guy who will probably go in the middle of the NFL draft, but showed just how much he meant to Iowa State with his leadership and sticking through the bad years, and just being a, in my opinion, the type of guy that every coach would want on their team. So, in my opinion, it's one of the more impressive careers that I've ever seen, and I think that his hard work shows in the record that he set at Iowa State. And again, it's amazing when you think about, you know, a kid from Urbandale who wanted to be a Cyclone and ended up leaving the best receiver that we've ever had.
Good stuff. Hey, Matt, are you making your way down to Memphis for the bowl game?
I am. The wife and I and a few good friends are going. We got a group of eight tickets, and I'm going to have to bring some pants a size larger for all the barbecue I'm going to eat.
Enjoy it. Memphis is a great town. I'm sure you'll have a great time. Thanks, as always, for your time. Matt Nelson, Wide Right, Natty Light. Be good, Matt.
Hey, will do. You guys have a happy holidays.
Same to you, Matt
Thank
Nelson.
You.
Find all their work over at Wide Right Natty Light. Love those guys, and they have a lot of fun with a lot of things, Jimmy B. And the Cyclones, well, hey, basketball is feeling a little bit different right now, at least to me. You're not mm-hmm. quite willing to go as deep as I am, though.
I'm not totally sold yet, particularly when I looked at that rebounding disparity, and I still need, I think, maybe I want to see how they do against you and I.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a real truth teller right there,
yep.
How well they handle that defensive pressure. And if they get slowed down, remember last night's game, Trent, because it was entertaining, it was up and down. You know what the Panthers are going to do. They're going to try to keep you in the 60s. So to me, that's going to be an opportunity to see how well they handle that particular system.
We'll take a timeout here, put a cap on the hour number one of the program. In the next hour, we'll get a look at the Hawkeye perspective. Wolfgang will be by. Jimmy B. still got to make our picks as well for the football weekend. Just one college game, Army-Navy. We got four pro games we'll be picking as well against the number. All to come here on 1700 KBGG.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you. However you excel, excel in style.
Time to excel.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Wells Fargo Arena, March 21st. Get tickets now at HyVTix.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check Eagles.com.
1908 Draft House is the Metro's favorite sports bar. Dedicated to fans of Chicago baseball, University of Iowa, Iowa State, college basketball, and football. 1908 Draft House serves yummy food in a great sports atmosphere with tons of TVs. With locations in Johnston, Waukee, and Des Moines. And now opening their fourth Metro location in West Des Moines at 50th and EP True. Perfect for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or just to watch the game. Meet your friends at a 1908 near you today.
Denise,
when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because right now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 50% off print services. Perfect for holiday newsletters, copies, sales signs, banners, party posters. Get your 50% off coupon at officedepot.com/save or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Ends 12/9. See coupon for details.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We go till 6 o'clock. Still to come on the show, Wolfgang will be here. Trent and I and our picks. We've done pretty well here, Trent, considering, I mean, look, you're much more of a degenerate than I am, but if people were listening to our program and playing along with us, they'd be have some extra money for Christmas this year.
Well, in theory. In theory, Jimmy B. But well,
in theory, yes. Yeah.
But even with that, I'm over 500. But you remember, there is such a thing called juice. You know, Jimmy B., it's not just about having a winning record. You got to lay the VIG. You got to lay minus 120. Sometimes that VIG moves around. So even with me at 51%, I'd still losing money. I'm still losing money on here for you. So I guess the only person here on this radio station that you can listen to as it pertains to picks is Jim Brinson. At least the percentages say that right now. You feeling good about your picks this week?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I had juice this morning. I had some cran grape. It was great.
Different kind of. Well, you probably need a lot of prune juice at your age, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, I set you up for that, and you just whacked it out of the park. Nice job on your part.
It's too easy sometimes. Too easy.
It is. I function just fine, thank you.
Good. Glad to hear it. Jimmy B's all good. So we've obviously talked a lot about the Iowa State game. We'll get into that more here a little bit later on, Jimmy B. But a weekend really without college football. Are you going to get into the FCS at all? Are you going to watch any of the FCS? It starts tonight. Does that do anything for you?
Not at the moment. I think probably the first round games don't do much for me. Mm-hmm. I think once you get into the top teams, when they start matching up against each other, I'll be more involved in it at that particular time. I mean, look, I do want to watch you and I play. I mean, you know, that's what we do. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you won't be able to see them because they lost last week, Jim.
Yeah, they did. I know.
So that'll be difficult to do if you're searching for the Panthers.
I know. They're done. So I was disappointed in that one. Look, I don't know, Trent. I generally watch their championship game.
Yeah.
I generally watch that. So I don't know. I haven't really given it much thought at this particular time. Look, it's college football, and if I'm kind of breezing around and I see it and the game is close, I'll probably hang for a little while just because it's college football.
Well, we do know what you will be doing, Jimmy B. You ready to roll here? I'm throwing this on you. I know you're always okay. Ready to talk about the crappy NBA.
Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA minute.
New Prism was unsealed in Chicago, Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath, can't get it to fall. Jordan to the hoop, hang in the air, score!
All right, everybody. There's a decent slate of games coming up tonight. And you want to keep an eye, too, on the Cleveland Cavaliers because their win streak continues. The poor Chicago Bulls are 3-20. They're playing on the road at Charlotte tonight. The Bulls have had the lead in the last 3 minutes of the last three games and found ways to lose. It has been a very difficult run right now for former Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. Golden State, no Steph Curry tonight, playing on the road in Detroit. That's a pretty good matchup. And Boston is in San Antonio this evening as well. Yet, no Leonard, no Kawhi Leonard.
Japanese baseball star Shohei Ohtani has agreed to sign with the Los Angeles Angels, Jimmy B.
Mm-hmm.
Knew he wanted to stay out there on the West Coast, but says no to the Cubs. I know people around here certainly upset about that.
Right.
I figured he was going to end up in Seattle, but gets to play with Mike Trout. What does Ohtani turn into? Is he turned into a star? Is he a guy that never is able to find either pitching or bat? What are your expectations for him? Because for me, I'm not quite buying the hype yet.
I'm not either, and I'm you know me, I got to see it to believe it. I'm one of those kind of guys. I'm just not going to read the press clippings. Look, we all know the Japanese league is good, but it is not the major leagues. And we've had a lot of Japanese players come over and be highly successful. I mean, just look at Ichiro. Just look at all of the pitchers, all of that. So it doesn't mean, Trent, that he won't be successful. I just want to see it to believe it before I start to make a determination.
That's fair. And I think it's because we don't see guys like this. We don't see players like this that are high-level hitters, high-level pitchers. We see guys when their careers go amok. Of course, Rick Ankiel, a perfect example of that. There's Ben Brooks Kieschnick that did a little bit. He was a pinch hitter and he was a relief pitcher. But at this level, it's difficult to envision what this is going to look like, what the plan is going to be for Ohtani, and we'll see about it, but I'm in the same camp as you. I'm going to wait. I'm going to try to see what this is and what the plan is going to be for him. That'll do it for hour number one. Still another hour to go here on Jimmy B and TC. We got our picks coming up. Wolfgang will also stop by. We'll talk Hawkeyes with him all next on 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. While you're stocking up on goodies for the holidays, do your family a favor by picking up an Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you. However you excel, excel in style.
Time to excel.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
That's the sound of your in-laws' cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline.